Hey, what's going on out there? V's After Dark Radio Land, and you know what time it is. It's a Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it's time for another exciting edition of the quickest hour in sports talk, although that's kind of a lie because that hasn't happened in a while, but, you know, just go along with it. I am your host, the man himself, James Azevedo, and without further ado, we have the CEO of V's After Dark Radio. My co-host, believe it or not, is the one and only, the very lovely Ms. Vita Toy Lady. Hello and good evening.
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm tired.
Ah, so nothing, though. Just another day. Just another day. Just another day. Yeah, so, you know, last the weekend happened. Not that we care. I mean, it's, we don't got no stake in the game when it comes to our teams. Our team's been eliminated since walk-off weekend. But, you know, we have a Super Bowl matchup for this year.
It's, no.
New England. Yeah, yes, we do, unfortunately. It's none of
our
teams.
I don't want the Patriots.
I know. I don't want them to win either, but they're in the Super Bowl.
I wanted the Steelers and the Falcons. I told you what I wanted.
Yeah, well, I knew that was going to happen. I knew that the Steelers going to New England, it wasn't going to look good unless they were going to play, unless Ben Roethlisberger and the rest of them were going to play perfect football. I didn't see that happening. And let me say, both games were horrible. The whole playoffs was horrible, with the exception of one game, and that was the Packers-Cowboys game. Other than that, almost all the games were not even close. Boring. Especially this past Sunday. You know why I called this past Sunday? You know what they called it? They always call it Championship Sunday when it comes to the conference championship games for the AFC and NFC. I call it
Championship.
It was Championship Sunday because the other two teams didn't show up. You know, the Steelers didn't show up. And who I'm missing here?
The Packers.
Who the Falcons beat? Yeah, the Packers. Well, I mean, that was fine, but, you know.
They didn't need to show up anyway, so I was glad they didn't show up. they didn't show up until the second half. That was too late.
Yeah, until it was too little too late. Yeah, too little too late. Once again, trying to count on Aaron Rodgers to do everything. That's what happens when you have no defense. When you have no defense and you have your superstar player trying to do every little thing. You know, only so much you could come back from. I mean, I know they came back from that Cowboy. Well, they were winning that Cowboy game. They almost blew that game, actually, to the Cowboys. But, you know, only Aaron Rodgers could do only so much. Now he could go back to his nice family life. That's well documented.
Oh, well.
I heard a little something about, like, his girl said something publicly about his family, how she don't like the brother and the father, something like that.
Well, you know, that means that if they keep this up through the off season, he'll play a crappy next season.
Well, I think that's why the Packers have been getting consistent lately, because they just got hot late in the season because they really underachieved. Even going back last year, they weren't really. Oh, with the exception of that lucky Hail Mary against the Lions, not to bring that up again, but, you know, the other year before. But, I mean, they really didn't play well that year either. I mean, they had a winning record, but it wasn't like, I don't know. It's not the same Packer team the last couple of years. And I think a lot of it has to do with is he married to the woman or is it just a girlfriend? I forget. Is his wife?
I'm not sure because I don't care.
Yeah, I know. Me either. That's why. But, yeah, that's the same team. And I'm going to be honest with the Super Bowl. I mean, I'm glad the Falcons are in because these are a different team. I heard that it's the 12th out of the last 16 years is the 12th different NFC team to go into the Super Bowl. So there's parity when it comes to NFC. But when it comes to AFC, it's either the Patriots or the Patriots. Patriots, and maybe one year is the Steelers, one year, you know. But it's always the Patriots, the Patriots. This is their seventh time going to the Super Bowl under Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. You know, it's the most by a head coach. So congrats
to
Bill
Belichick. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. Who's going to actually watch the game this year? That's what I want to know. Because, see, I can tell you that. No, but I'm going to keep it real. Because
there's going to be people watching. You know that. You know.
Okay, first of all. No, Doritos pulled out this year, didn't they? Doritos pulled out. So, you know, if you can't see a good Doritos commercial, what's the point? There's not going to be a Doritos commercial.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I didn't know about that. Not that
Taco care. Bell pulled a while ago. You know.
Hmm.
I mean.
With all these pulling out.
You know.
Hmm. Is there some reason?
And Heinz is not doing commercial. You know, Heinz is doing a promotion to get Monday declared Shmonday, so that it could be a national holiday, and they're going to get the signatures. Heinz actually did a, they have right up right now, for anybody who want to find out what I'm talking about, go to change.org or go to the Heinz website. I'm talking about the Heinz ketchup. Instead of working on Super Bowl Sunday, they're actually giving their employees off on Monday. And they're calling it Shmonday, but they have a change.org. They, you know, all they need is 100,000 signatures, and they'll go. And you know they're going to get way more than that because people have been saying they want the Monday after Super Bowl to be a national holiday. So
I've heard that for a while.
to have a major company push for it, you know, that's not something we've had. It's always been us regular people, but you've never had a company that's done that, and they're actually, and like they said, you could go to the Heinz Ketchup website. This is not anything, well, the Heinz company, period, but go to their website, and they actually have it up there. And they're asking me to sign the change.org petition to have the Monday after Super Bowl Sunday declared a federal holiday. So, and to show how serious they are, their employees have the Monday after Super Bowl off.
Even that, too. That's nice. Now, remember, Heinz is a big sponsor of the Steelers. Matter of fact, their field is called Heinz Field. So I wonder, this is one of the reasons, I don't know. So you say, look, our Steelers are not in it. Let's do this. Let's get this petition going. At least we have some sort of control of the Super Bowl. You know, have a day. It should be. I mean, I've heard of this for a long time, and I guess one day it should pass. I don't know how long would it take or whatever, but I've heard this for, it's been a while now.
It's been a while, but you've never had a big company just come out and say, hey.
Until now.
We want this. You know, corporate America has never came out and said that's what they wanted. That's the best way to put it.
And, you know what that means. When there's money involved, other corporations follow. And then
now, drunk America, let's get something clear. Drunk America, which is 97% of us.
We'll say hell yeah to this. Like, yes, pass this law. Oh, whatever.
And for anybody who want to know, even if you just type Heinz in Google, it'll come up about Schmunzee and everything, and it even puts up where you could do sign the change.org thing. So I just want everybody to know this is not, you know, I know y'all say, what does this have to do with sports? It has a whole lot. We're talking about Super Bowl Sunday.
Well,
you know,
it's actually a business part of sports, actually, in a sense. Let's see. Looking up.
And it's
ketchup.
Actually, it's Monday. Just type in Heinz. Don't do ketchup. Just do Heinz. And if you do it,
Heinz.
As soon as you, and before you could do anything else, it'll come up like Heinz ketchup. Then it'll say Heinz Monday, you know. And when you hit Heinz Monday, then you get, like, all this stuff about Heinz Monday.
Hmm. Okay.
Are you getting it?
Yeah, I just put Heinz and on Google search, and all I see is just the recipes, Heinz Field concerts, get free shipping on orders $35
okay.
more.
Okay, type in Heinz Monday.
Okay, Heinz Monday.
Smunday. S-M-U-N-D-A-Y.
Oh,
S-M-U-N-D-A-Y.
Monday. Let's see. Okay, Heinz Monday petition. Make Smunday a national holiday. Okay. Let's see. But why is it called Smunday? What's Smunday?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Listen.
That's the weird. Let me see. Let me go.
Maybe it's because people are too drunk to say Monday. I don't know.
Is that how the word Monday looks when you obscenely drunk?
I don't know.
Here. Okay, February 6, 2017. Fine, let's see. Our story. Okay, well, let me see. Let me put just for fans. Let's see here. Mm-hmm.
See, mine comes up all kind of stuff. Mine got call it Sunday, Heinz pushes to make Super Bowl Monday a holiday. Then I got Heinz plays up Sunday while skipping Super Bowl. Petition, make the Monday after big game a national holiday. And that's about Sunday. And Heinz wants to make Sunday a national holiday for 2017. That's in the Daily Mail UK. Heinz proposes Sunday holiday after Super Bowl. What?
What is that?
I'm getting all that.
No, he's just something else. Let me see here. Oh, good old technology.
Heinz chooses Monday campaign over expensive Super Bowl ad.
So are they? So you saying they also not having no ads during the Super Bowl?
Nope. Like, they said what they're doing is they're okay. Let me read this. I'll read this.
Go ahead.
Let me see which one, because there's quite a few articles about this out here. Let me see. I'll read this one. Heinz forgoes pricey Super Bowl ad to give employees a day off as it looks to make Sunday a national holiday.
Yeah.
Now, we know the... You know my computer trying to get on crack. Heinz ketchup will not be stumping up millions for Heinz ketchup will not be. Oh, and you can sign up. Okay, you ready for this? Here's the where you can sign up at too. Smunday.org. That's SMUNDAY.org. Heinz ketchup will not be stumping up millions for a Super Bowl ad slot this year. Instead, giving its employees the day after the big game off and encouraging others to do the same. The condiment company is going to give salaried employees Super Bowl Monday off as a holiday instead of paying out for one of the converted 30-second ads. To coincide with the move, Heinz has produced an online spot, which won't run on TV, featuring talking ketchup and mustard bottles. The food giant has even started a petition to get 6 February resident recognized as a national holiday, imploring customers to sign a change.org petition to make Sunday a thing. We can all agree that going to work the Monday after the big game on Sunday is awful. So as we were concerned at Heinz, we as a nation should stop settling for it being the worst work day of the year, reads the petition. Statistics show over 16 million people call in sick or just don't show up to work. And for those that do, productivity plummets so far that the country loses on average around $1 billion. Enough with the madness, it continues. If the campaign attracts over 10,000 signatures, the brand says it will deliver it to Congress. They got more than 10,000 now. It should have been 100,000 because it actually means 100,000.
Hmm. Interesting. Sounds good. That's interesting.
So.
Yeah, that's interesting. You see
you're looking at it?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I seen that org that you just said before, but I didn't click onto it. I'm trying to get to it now. Find a petition. You know, now, then the next thing would be like, okay, how does that all work out? You know, do regular people get paid depending on who they work for? We get paid as a national holiday, like is any other national holiday?
But my whole thing, okay, I'm going to just, okay, for anybody who doesn't understand, now let me tell you what, the last time we got a new national holiday, which was a slap in the face to a lot of people, the last national holiday that we actually got as a national holiday was Dr. King's birthday. Now,
yes.
If anybody don't know that prior to Dr. King's birthday becoming a holiday, we celebrated two separate birthdays of past U.S. presidents. We used to celebrate Lincoln's birthday, and we used to celebrate Washington's birthday, and they were apart. and they were two separate, like a week apart. And what happened was they combined the two birthdays together and made and gave the third Monday of January as MLK Day. You don't get an additional holiday. What they will do will take another holiday away, or they'll combine two together. My question to people, and this is a big concern, because I do not want Dr. King's birthday messed with. You know, I think that to mess with that man's birthday is something that is disgusting and should never happen. Right. Now, I know people will say, why am I concerned about that? But I'm very concerned. I mean, combining two dead presidents who've been gone almost 200 years, you know, is one thing. But to sit there and mess with a civil rights icon, I think it's disgusting. So while people are happy about this, I want you to look at what could possibly be taken away. It's a very good idea. I'm not upset about it. What are you willing to give up for this, though?
Well, then I won't sign that petition. I don't want the risk of MLK Day to be taken away.
I'm not saying they will take it away. No, I'm not saying that they will take it away. But because the last national holiday we received was MLK Day, and they took away a different holiday. They took away one of the president's birthdays.
Which
I could care less about the president's birthdays. That's totally different. But what I'm saying is that, do we want to take the risk? I mean, people who work and get these holidays off with pay, what are you willing to give up for this? And that is the honest to goodness question.
So you wouldn't know.
Because they're not going to add a holiday on.
So I'm just curious, is there some sort of law or something where there's only so many holidays in short period
not
that
I,
you can have? You know what I'm
saying? Not that I am aware of.
You know, like a federal holiday, you know what I'm trying to say, a federal holiday or whatever?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
And I just want to enlighten people. I mean, like I said, I'm not against this. So I really don't want anybody to say, oh, she's against it, you know, because she has employees. I'm not against it at all. I don't have enough employees to care. Because let's keep it real. There are a lot of companies that still have their employees work on every single holiday out there, and I mean every single holiday.
Oh, yeah.
There's not a single holiday that this country shuts down completely on. Therefore, that is not me speaking that way, but what I am saying is that I do value Dr. King's birthday being a holiday. And for these people who are asking for this, what are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give up your Memorial Day? Are you willing to give up, you know, Labor Day? Because Congress is going to retaliate, you know, unless you can convince them that this should be an additional holiday and not a holiday to take place of something else. Because if anyone is aware, we used to get, well, it was before I started working, but employers used to give the Friday off.
Okay.
And I remember people in my family not working on Good Friday. Teachers still don't work on Good Friday because it was recognized as a religious holiday and it was given off. And nobody that I know, very few companies give Good Friday off. So I want people to look at the pros and cons of asking for this. Is it really worth it to ask for this day? I'm all for it because I could care less. But what are you willing to give up? Watch what you ask for.
Yeah, be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you wish for, as they say. Yeah, I got
just something to think about. I know people are like, dog, she had to go and take a positive thing and just make us think. Doggone you, Miss B.
I couldn't just make it simple, could I? Yeah. I mean, I see it like this. I mean,
are you willing to go? Let me throw this out there. Why do we get New Year's Day off? And in actuality, I mean, just because you get drunk on New Year's Eve, what's the difference between New Year's Day and Super Bowl Sunday?
They both get is big time drunk holiday.
Thank you.
But I don't know. I kind of
watch what you ask for, people.
I don't know. I kind of like New Year's Day off. Yeah.
But I'm just saying. I mean, the possibility is they could take New Year's Day away. You see what I'm saying? you know. Mm-hmm. Now, would you rather have the Monday after Super Bowl off or the Monday after New Year's Eve, considering that don't nobody get in till 4 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Some don't get in at all. I'm just saying.
Now, just to speak for my state, and specifically New York City, because I worked on MLK Day this year, and it was almost like a normal day, which was kind of surprising. I mean, it wasn't a regular, like, full work day, meaning the amount of people, but it was definitely
right.
way more people than it was New Year's Day. And that kind
of... But you have to realize a lot of people still don't respect.
Like,
but remember, we had this discussion, and I told everybody, I was like, you know, respect the day. Now, if malls close at 6 p.m., I mean, everything else is open at their regular hours. I mean, not sure enough, the banks are closed. The banking, all your financial institutions are closed.
And no mail delivery. No mail delivery. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the mall is open regular hours. You know, nothing really closes down. And to really, if you really want to give homage or respect to MLK, you do like they treat other holidays. They're only open at 6 p.m. I wouldn't be upset if stuff closed at 6 p.m. on MLK Day, because the way I look at it, this is not a day to go shopping. This is not a free-for-all day. This is a day of community service. And we have lost the meaning of that.
Didn't they used to have, it seems like commercially, if that's a word, didn't they used to have MLK sales? Didn't they used to do, like, department stores used to do that?
Yeah, and they got hit big time for that. They did it for a brief amount of time and got slammed. Majorly slammed.
Because it's almost like doing, I mean, not to compare, but it's almost like saying, hey, 9/11 sale, you know.
Which will also be very disgusting. But
yeah.
The same thing. If they did a 9/11 sale, that would be very disgusting.
Of course it would be. But would you be surprised? Whatever. I'm waiting for that. Hey, it's Pearl Harbor sale. Yeah. That's why they didn't do that. Pearl Harbor Day sale. But if you really think about it, now that you made me think, and I hate to say this, but I think the most vulnerable holiday that might get taken away and be just looked at as an observed holiday like Columbus Day, which, by the way, that's a day, even though it's not a federal holiday, that's a day we should not celebrate, period. Okay, Columbus Day was...
Columbus Day is a federal holiday. Columbus Day is a federal holiday.
Well, that day should not... That guy... I'm sorry. Christopher Columbus is not what they put out there, okay? He was... not a good person. That's what, like, I'm trying to be nice. First of all,
he didn't discover America.
Yeah, first of all, he thought he was going to India, for one. Okay? And two, he didn't even get to the continental United States. It was in the Caribbean, you know, islands somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
So, and this man, you know, had slaves, you know, did horrible things to slaves, did horrible things, period. And yet this man gets celebrated. I've never celebrated ever, when I found out about him when I got older. I never celebrated that person's holiday.
Well, you know what I do? I do go shopping on that day.
Yeah. Fuck. Sorry. Oops. Sorry. And it gets me angry. It's like my Niagara Falls. You know, one of my Niagara Falls, Christopher. Then I get crazy. Yeah. Piece of garbage.
Okay, now back to the sports. I was just saying, you know,
sorry.
And like I said, I don't want to discourage anybody. I know I kind of went on a tangent, and I started making people think of what they could lose, but I won't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be the person who sits there and says, you knew the ramifications, and why didn't you say anything?
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the only thing would be they think it would be too many holidays in a short period of time coming from Christmas through Super Bowl, because you know, obviously Christmas and New Year's Day are a week apart, then comes Martin Luther King, then comes President's Day, not even a month later. So is all that comes...
And then you get no more holidays until May. Now, see,
yeah,
what they could do, now this is what my proposal is.
All right.
You know, and you live on the Canadian border, so you know about this.
Go ahead, Senator.
I say that... For people who want to keep our current holidays, and there's nothing going on. Remember, March and April, there are no holidays.
I said you move
President's Day to March or April, and throw Super Bowl Sunday in there, and then 2 weeks later you got then you got no more holidays until the next month. That's what I propose that you do. But who am I? But I'm saying, when the proposal is written, say, we're saying add on a holiday, don't take something away that currently exists. And I think that if you do it that way, then you're saying, well, hey, there's nothing going on in March or April. Why can't we move President's Day to this? Because if we're observing the President's, we have to necessarily observe it on a President's birthday? I mean, don't we? Hey, let's keep it real. I'm going to put it out there because some folks don't get mad. But isn't President Obama a Taurus, if I'm not mistaken? Somebody check up President Obama's birthday for me. I think he's a Taurus.
All right, hold on. If you know your horoscope.
Oh, no, I'll take that back. Hold up. I just messed up. I think he's a Leo instead.
Oh, he's a Leo? Okay.
He's a Leo. But then, okay, but we could do it in August because we don't have the holidays in August.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
President's Day in August. I like your first one better, your first proposal. I think, like, March, April is a good idea. I kind of like that. I like that idea. And then make the day after the Super Bowl national holiday. That
right.
From there until at least a month and a half, 2 months, there's no national, no big-time holiday where people are off. So you got two.
Because we've got Memorial Day and we've got Veterans Day, and aren't those – okay, as a veteran, haven't you always felt like those were the same things? You just call them two different things?
So and let me say this real quick. I'm glad you brought this up because even at one point I got confused because Veterans Day is to celebrate the current, veterans that are alive, that served our country.
Right, and I understand that, and I know Memorial Day is the day for us to remember our fallen soldiers, but on Veterans Day, we observe the fallen ones also.
Yeah, I know, but people don't, they think it's the same when it's technically not, if you really break it down. You know what I'm trying?
I understand that, but
I know what you're saying, because I always think of the fallen.
Because how many, okay, first of all, how many people, let's keep it real, as a veteran,
that's weird.
On Memorial Day, I'm flashing my veteran's ID and getting that type of discount. They might not be publicly giving free meals and stuff on Memorial Day, but I'm just letting you know. You flash your military ID or your veteran's ID, they're hooking you up.
Oh, yeah. Those two holidays, to me, you cannot mess with at all. Those can never be moved.
You can't, but see, Memorial Day, but why is Memorial Day on the last Monday in May? That's all I'm saying. I mean, specific day?
Which, by the way, it's originally supposed to be the end of May, but we celebrated a few days before the actual, what I'm saying? It's an observed Memorial Day.
It's always the last Monday.
Exactly. And sometimes it used to be the 31st, depending on where it would fall on the last Monday, but it would be near the 31st, the 29th, or, whatever the hell. But,
unlike Veterans Day, which they never mess with Veterans Day. Now, let's get this clear. There's only one day that they do not mess with, if anybody's ever noticed. Veterans Day is never messed with. Veterans Day could be on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's true. That's always, those are, that's just like,
And the 4th of July is like that also. The 4th of July,
yeah, 4th of July
is never always the same day.
The always the same day is Thanksgiving
Thanksgiving is just always the last Thursday. It's not on the exact same day. It's always the last Thursday.
That's what I meant to say. That's what I meant to say. Just like Memorial Day, it's always the last Monday. It's not the specific date. The only ones that specific dates are not really major holidays. Like Halloween is always the 31st.
Halloween ain't a holiday except for Hallmark.
Yeah, Packers,
and the candy makers.
Yeah, well, that's for the bars.
And we don't have any holidays in August. And President Obama's birthday is actually August 4th. I knew it was on. See, I knew President Obama was born on one of my parents' birthday. I just can't remember which one.
Oh,
so
really?
When I yeah, and August 4th is my dad's birthday also. So with that, you know.
Interesting.
Why can't we make President's Day in August?
Hey.
He's a president.
Whatever. I don't know. If it means that we get that day after the Super Bowl holiday, then I'm for that. I'm for that. If it means we get that, sure. Why not?
I mean, we'll still have our February holiday, but what we're doing is we're just moving our February holiday to August. I mean, duh.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We're in a holiday in August anyway.
Yeah, true. True. And see, it's not messing with, even though these are not holidays, you know, in May or June, they're still major when it comes to Mother's Day and Father's Day. So you can't put a holiday on those months. You know what I mean? Because Mother's Day is its own thing, Father's Day is its own thing. So even though those are not holidays, those are big, you know, time commercialized, you know, dates for those two major types of days. So that's why, if you really break it down, August is the logical reasoning. Unless you don't care about Labor Day, then take away, which that will never happen. That's too much.
That's the beginning of the school. First of all, that is a end of summer holiday. So
yeah, that'll
the parents
never.
And as a parent,
yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, as a parent, and I'm gonna rephrase this as a northern parent, because anybody who knows, if you're below the Mason-Dixon line, they actually start school in August because they get out in May.
It's like Florida. Yeah, Florida does that.
You know what, but we could do April because Grant was born. Okay, I'm looking at President's birthdays. We got Grant was born in April.
The ones that were major.
Buchanan. Everybody know who Ulysses S. Grant is.
No,
everybody know.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Don't say Booth and these other guys. You
know?
Dude,
no. But
yeah, okay.
Buchanan was born in April. Okay, I know. Don't nobody remember Buchanan.
Buchanan.
He was the 12th president of the United States.
Wow.
Let's see.
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. One that everybody knows. Two people that everybody knows. Jefferson was born in April.
Thomas Jefferson
was born in April.
Not George Jefferson.
James Monroe was born in April. And right, Andrew
James
Jackson,
Monroe.
Who is on the doggo, Andrew Jackson was born in March.
$20 bill.
Y'all know about the Jacksons. Come on now.
Yeah. Dancing. Oh, not them. Okay.
And isn't Grant on the 50? Grant is on the 50.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah. Ulysses S. Grant. So I'm giving, you know, come on. You know, y'all can say some presidents, you know. Women, and I want better for you. We got Harry Truman in May. And if they don't like President Obama, we got Lyndon B. Johnson that was born in August also.
I don't like that guy. he was part of something. My opinion.
Okay, here you go. Here's another one for you. Bill Clinton was born in August. The first real black president was born in August.
Yeah, the original.
Key and Leo also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Their both birthdays are in August? Both of them? Really? Oh,
no. Bill Clinton and Barack Obama.
Oh, I thought you said and Hillary, too. I thought you said Hillary and Barack and. Okay.
And then one of our most famous presidents, JFK, was born in May. I'm just giving some options, people. You know, come on. I'm just giving some options.
Yeah, JFK. Oh, poor JFK.
John Tyler, which I don't remember a doggone thing about him, but John Tyler. I don't recall learning about him in history. But John Tyler was born in March. James Madison, who we do know who he is, was born in March. I'm telling you, I gave some options out there.
Remember the one that we actually had a president that got killed by a duel you know, I challenge you to a duel type of thing. And it was one of those, you know, few paces and fire type of thing.
Okay, here, I got one better for you.
Who is that?
Grover Cleveland. We know about Grover Cleveland because isn't his pitch on some money?
Yep. Him, I don't know on top of my head, no.
But
there's a high school.
But either way, I'm just letting y'all know we got some persons out there we could remember. You know, we got some dead persons who got birthdays in their month.
How about Eisenhower? When's his what month is his birthday? Eisenhower.
Where's Eisenhower?
That's the guy before JFK.
October. We can't use him. We already got something going on in October.
Okay. How about nah, I don't care for him. I was thinking of Ford, but he was on Ford.
He's July. Nixon is January.
Oh, he's on my month? Damn.
Yeah.
That made me depressed. And I don't want that doobie. You just ruined my night.
You asked me a question. I gave you an answer.
No, I know. It wasn't purposely. Just so happened, I never knew his birthday was... same month. What day is his birthday?
Wait a minute. I got one better for you. January 9th.
He's a Capricorn. Damn, it makes it worse. He's a Capricorn like me? Oh, my God. You know, I never knew that till now. Wow. Yeah. Okay, good. Let's move on. Go ahead.
I was just trying to, you know, I didn't throw some birthdays out there. You know, I'm just saying, you know.
Okay, how about, Reagan. How about Ronald Reagan? When's his, there you go, Ronald Reagan. What's his, birthday month?
February. He would go with the regular President's Day.
Oh, okay. Well, that one can do that. So you got Washington, Lincoln, Ronald Reagan on February. How about Teddy Roosevelt? What's Teddy then? Franklin.
January. FDR is, hold on, I just looked at it. FDR is January, Teddy is October. Can't use either one of them either.
So is FDR, okay, this is a good bounce back. Is FDR Capricorn?
No, he's not. He's actually a Aquarius. And the only reason why I know that is because my baby is February 15th, and he's January 30th.
So much for your dad.
So he's an Aquarius.
That was my chance.
Wait a minute, that was going to be the redemption?
Yeah, the redemption. Yeah, Franklin, FDR, you know, the only guy that had a presidential term, not once, not twice, but three. And because of that, that's why they only have a two-term.
They did term limits. Because of him.
He was the last one that did more than two. Yeah, that's right. I mean, the dude was walking when he first had the job, and he had a wheelchair by the time he left.
But that's because, you know, even though we laugh about it, that's because he had polio.
Yeah, which we're not making fun of. I'm just saying, you know, the job, you know, what the job does to you, you know, that type of thing. I'm not making fun of the polio, by the way, for anybody out there thinking that. FDR. You know, FDR and Teddy Roosevelt actually are family related. You know that, right?
I know that.
They actually are. Yeah, they actually, I think they were.
They're cousins. They've got to be cousins.
Okay. Yeah, cousins, something like that.
Because, Teddy was born in 1858, and FDR was in 1882.
Mm-hmm. And Theodore Roosevelt, as a kid, he saw the march of when Lincoln got killed. You know how they did with JFK when they had a body in a casket marched down the street? Well, he was a kid, you know, Teddy Roosevelt, looking out of his window, seeing Abraham Lincoln's coffin. Right, that's something, and then he became, you know, well, he became, speak softly and carry a big stick.
Yeah, because Abraham Lincoln was born in 1809.
Yeah, exactly. Abraham Lincoln. Who do you think, I know this turned into a president show, but do you feel, you think Lincoln was the greatest president of all time? Or is he, like, up there, like, top, at least top five?
You said Reagan?
No, not Reagan. I'm talking about Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, Lincoln. You know what? I think Lincoln didn't get a chance to prove himself. The proclamation, you know, for in slavery that he signed, you know, that's no, that was Jefferson who signed that. it was Lincoln. I can't remember. Don't call me nobody. I ain't never said I was a history buff.
Yeah.
But
I would put,
you know what, but the whole thing is that even though he set it into slavery, look how long it took to fully be implemented, because you looked at it took until the 19, the Civil Rights Act of 1965 for it to fully go through. Yeah. And I know people will say, why would I sit there and do that? But the truth is even though you had slavery that was no longer true slavery, you had horrible segregation, which sometimes to me was worse than slavery.
Mm-hmm. And it was still horrible hate crimes, big time, hangings all over.
And now we're in 2017, and we're still going through this, you know.
Well, yeah, it's just stupid.
Now back to the games.
But, well, I would put, real quickly, I would put George Washington, you know, not in any order, Lincoln, maybe FDR, Teddy, and five, that's a hard one. Who would be in there? Maybe
Kennedy. I would put Kennedy in there.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you know, yeah, you're right. Yeah, how can I not put JFK in there? Yeah, that's good. How you think? How you like that? You like my list? Top five? No,
yeah, I like
order?
Your list.
Okay, cool.
Now, you know what?
Okay, now we can go
for my list...
Yeah.
I don't know what five I would have on my list. I would put President Obama on my list just for being the first African-American to be elected.
True. Okay. All right. I hear you.
Because of my working status, I don't agree with some of the things that he did in office.
Exactly.
But I would still rather have him than what we currently have. But you'll never agree with everybody. There's not a single person that you'll say everything they did was great. You know,
no,
I would, and believe it or not, I would actually put Reagan in there. And I would put Reagan in there because
even though there are
things that he did that I didn't like, you know, when they talk about Reaganomics and, you know, they say he was the great moderator, you know, when you listen to the man, I mean, great orator, whatever they called him. But
I know you don't.
You know, he's up there.
Yeah,
I would put JFK definitely, because he's the one who really pushed for the Civil Rights Act. And I actually would do Lyndon B. Johnson, because he's the one who went down there and made them stop segregation. And a lot of people don't think about what Johnson did. Just because I wasn't born, because of what Johnson did, allowed me to be able to live and do the things I'm doing right now. Because Johnson's the one who said, hey, I'm sending National Guard up in there. Y'all going to do this right? Or y'all not going to do it at all? But I'm ready to shut it down.
Martial law.
And it takes a lot to say, we're not going to tolerate this.
But
so you got to give Johnson his due. I mean, I couldn't say I got a top five. I mean, I really couldn't give you a top five, because I think that there are some persons where you just say, what the heck were they there for? Because you don't hear about them. But then the ones that you know about, especially those of us who have studied anti-political science, they don't talk about Johnson. But when you look at how civil rights came about, black people need to be happy for Johnson, more happy than they are for JFK. JFK didn't get a chance to prove himself. And I'm being very honest. You know, and I know people will say, oh, well, you know.
Well,
I'm not saying JFK didn't do anything. He didn't get a chance to do it.
Well, he got killed in his third year in office. He didn't even make it to his first full term. And you know he would have got reelected.
Right. But when Johnson came in, you know, Johnson came in. So you got to give props credit where props are due. And Johnson came in and made some changes. You know, what we should be doing is doing the list of the most hated presidents in history. Because I can tell you our current one is on that list. I can tell you another one that's on that list. Nixon.
How about George W. Bush?
I won't say he's the most hated, but he ain't liked a lot.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
You think, I mean, and nothing gets his dad, because I know his dad's sick, so I'm not saying this to be, you know, messed up. But you think his dad was worse than his son? As president?
No, I think the son was worse than the dad.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. I agree.
And you know,
had two turns. That's why I only had one.
Yeah.
That
you know, so my whole thing, you know, when you look at it, like I said, our current president, only because he's come in, I just don't like him. I'm not even going to sit here, you know, and we're all entitled to our opinion.
Absolutely.
It's just that there's positive change, there's positive change, and there's change that requires thought, and I'm sure that the man is a great businessman because he wouldn't be a billionaire if he wasn't. But
absolutely,
just because you can manage and bankrupt companies doesn't mean that you're going to be a the people that he have chosen to represent, even his little skinny mouthpiece. Do you know that chick is younger than both me and you? Doesn't she look like she's had a horrible life? Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
She's younger than you and I. But, I mean, look at her. She's younger than both of us. Yes. When they said her birthday, I was like, this heifer is younger than me?
Wow.
That's not a good look. That's not a good look, baby.
I thought she was at least in her 50s. She's not in her 50s.
I did, too.
Well,
that ain't a good look.
Well, you know.
That ain't a good look.
What happened? That's what happens when you go in that line of work. It's written all over your face.
I'm just saying.
That's a shocker. I mean,
let me relook this up, but I'm saying I'm pretty sure she's younger than us because she's got children like that are in middle school.
Oh, okay. I mean, I know there's certain women that hit the wall harder than others, but if you know what I'm saying. But wow, that's astonishing.
Oh no, I take that back. She just turned 50. Okay, so she's older than me. By 1 year.
Still young.
But she still had a rough life. She done had a rough life.
I would have guessed mid-50s.
I would have thought she was pushing 60. I did. I thought she was pushing 60.
Wow. She just turned 50.
And, wow. As a matter of fact, she turned 20 on inauguration. She turned 50 on inauguration day.
Oh, perfect. So it was a birthday when they had that. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So technically she was 49 the whole time during the campaign. Well, this year, last year anyway, into this year.
Yeah, but my whole thing is that I thought she was older than that. I ain't going to lie. She done had a rough life. I mean, and today when they were talking to her, you could see the bags and everything all up underneath her eyes.
Never sleep, that's why.
I'm just saying.
Not for nothing. I love, what's her name? What's that black woman's name that was on the first year of The Apprentice? I like her. Omarosa? I like her.
She endorsed him, and the fact that she brought him to Detroit and had to try to tell him how to clap in a black church, that right there got me. How are you going to go to a black church and, you know what, he would have did better just standing there. But he tried to clap and everything, and they got the video on him, and they doing the spirituals.
Baby.
Don't try to fake it. I didn't appreciate that. Don't try to fake the funk in the black church. That wasn't a good look.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a good look for her because, see, what she should have done, see, this is what, if I was the black woman that was taking the president around to the black folks, we would have been having some closed-door sessions, and I would have been playing some real spiritual music.
Yeah.
And I would have been getting the videos from the churches because there's plenty of black churches that live stream their services. And I would have been saying, now, you see how these folks want? You got to get your clapping together right. Know when to clap. Know when to sway. Know when to say hallelujah.
Yeah, trying to make it look authentic.
Try to make it look like you care. Because, see, I can tell you, President Obama could go to a white church and fit in. Because, see, just like I know how to act when I go up, and this, I put it like this, the difference between regular people and our current president is that regular people know more. Because, see, I can go to a Catholic church, and I can fit in very well. I know about my Holy Communion. I know my seven stages of the cross. I know all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to act. I know how the service goes. I know that you're not hallelujah in church. I know that you get in and out in 20 minutes. Okay, I have it down pat.
You know how to catch the
that
Holy Ghost.
That is the difference. And wait a minute, and I go to the Baptist church, and I know how to catch the Spirit. I go to non-denominational. I know how to keep my hands in my pocket because they want money. Okay, so I'm just keeping it real.
See, you're very versatile when it comes to these things.
When it comes down to me, when it comes down to me and my Lord, when I go into His house, regardless of what His house is, be it a Catholic house, be it a Presbyterian house, be it a Baptist house, be it a sanctified house, I know how to go into His home. See, when you don't have Jesus in your life, you don't know how to go into His house because you respect His house at every single house that you walk into, and you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
True.
If you don't know how to go up in the Lord's house, don't step up in there because it's hypocritical. It's very hypocritical to go up into the Lord's house and not know what you're doing. And that wasn't a good look. That right there made me dislike Omarosa because you a black woman. Why didn't you school this man?
Yeah, I'm just talking about looks, though. I'm not, I don't know how she is as a person. I'm just going by. That's what I was thinking. My mind, you know. I know it's not Friday night yet, but I'm just saying. I didn't say nothing, you know.
See, you were saying about that where I was looking at it from the standpoint of you don't take nobody up into the Lord's house like that.
Mm-hmm. No, I know what you're saying. I was thinking.
And like I said, and I know everybody said, dog, Miss VB, you know, you was that religious. Yes, I go to church every week, baby.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I have great respect for the Lord's house.
Yes, you do.
But back to our sports now. What'd you say?
And you get really dressed up for the part.
I do dress for Sunday. I dress for my Lord.
It's always Easter for you every Sunday.
No, it's not Easter every Sunday for me. I'm not the church lady hat every Sunday. But I do ensure that I dress for the Lord. You know, I give Him
Amen.
I give Him the utmost respect.
Of course. Amen.
Why everybody thinking I'm being funny, I mean.
No.
No, but I'm saying anybody knows me, they know how I am.
Oh yeah. You don't play.
But back to this coming Sunday. Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I got to pull this up. This thing got nothing to do with. Wait a minute. We got to listen to this.
What's up?
Wait a minute. Oh, shoot. I ain't want that. We got to listen to this. Because they just said something about. Okay, let's see. Y'all got to hear this. I know they're like, where am I? You know, that's the beauty of the live TV where you can fast forward and rewind on live TV. Did you ever think we had a day we could do that?
Yeah, no, as long as we can fast forward live TV.
Yeah, if we could, I'd be happy.
Just go to the future.
Okay, so let's see. But they, you guys, for all you people who like to eat like I do, y'all going to like this.
Go ahead.
So I'm waiting on this to come up. Okay, here we go.
To your home-cooked meals, you may be in luck. Today, the fast food giant gave away 10,000 limited-edition bottles of its secret Big Mac ingredient, the special sauce. If you missed out, word is they're popping out the online auctions.
McDonald's gave away 10,000 bottles of the online sauce, the Big Mac sauce. And they said, if anybody who missed it, that they said they popping up online for sale. Well, you know that's going to be like $500 for a bottle, so I guess I won't be getting none.
Mm.
Now, for those of y'all, I mean, the big, but you know what? I'm not really a Big Mac sauce fan. You
not
know,
really.
The sauce that goes on the Big Mac, but for y'all folks who like to eat like I do, I mean, Now, you know, the, I'm going to tell y'all the sauce that I want is the onion ring sauce from Burger King, because you can't find that nowhere. And I don't care how I done try to concoct it at home, I can't get the onion ring sauce. And it's just like that blooming onion sauce at Outback.
Mm-hmm. Not that steak, guys.
I'm just saying, you know. But back to this Sunday's game, because we got 4 minutes left and we done went on a tangent about President's birthday and everything else.
It's amazing how we went to that. And it was frustrating because we were talking about the Heinz ketchup. It all started because of the Heinz ketchup petition for having the next day of the Super Bowl off. So that's how we got there from here. But the thing that sucks, what I hate about the Super Bowl, like this part of the year now, is now we have to wait, you know, the week after. You know, it's not
But the Pro Bowl is this week, and Matt Stafford had to pull out of the Pro Bowl. But we still got our kicker, Prater, is going to Prater in the Pro Bowl. Now, for those who don't know who Prater is, Prater got the best leg in the NFL. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, he saved you a couple of times this past season. I'm sure.
One minute, more than a couple. That leg, you know what? Just bronze that leg. I love that leg.
You probably would have made the playoffs if it wasn't for him. Just saying. He's a major player.
Seriously. You know, so Prater is definitely in the Pro Bowl.
Well, good for him.
I think he's someone who's actually playing. But to me, it was like, why would you have Prater and not Martin? Because Martin is a fabulous kicker. And for those who don't know, Sam Martin is our kicker. I mean, he's our return kicker.
Mm-hmm.
And he does some good yardage. I mean, he gets the ball down the field also. Sam Martin can probably kick a field goal. I wouldn't say he couldn't, because he's like, isn't the kicker normally the backup for the y'all gonna say how stupid I am. But Sam Martin is basically Prater's backup, right? Like if something were to happen to Prater, Sam Martin would be kicking the field goal.
Usually I'm trying to remember. Usually it'd be the punter, I think. Right?
But that's what I'm saying. Sam Martin is our punter.
Yeah, that would make sense. Because the one that usually holds, you know, like the field goal kicker, the one that usually holds the ball is usually the backup quarterback. You know, usually the backup quarterback gets the snap to hold the ball for the kicker for the field goal. I mean, that's how it used to be in the old days. I don't know if it's still like that now, but I remember being like that for a long time.
You know, I thought Sam Martin was holding the ball for us.
I don't know. You would know more than
I would have to check. But I'm saying, I thought Sam Martin was the one who was holding the ball.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I think that in the case when you're doing the punting, you know, to get it back downfield, I think the backup, our backup quarterback holds the ball. Then if it's a windy condition where the ball won't stay on the stand, then that's when the backup quarterback holds it in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But I'm talking about a regular field goal. Usually it's the backup quarterback that holds the ball. They get the snap, because you got to remember, sometimes there's a fake field goal. So who's going to throw the fake field goal? It's usually the backup quarterback. Who has experience in throwing the football. So it's not all the time it happens, but it does happen.
All I can say is that I'm actually, you know what, now y'all know I broke down and went and got a Golden Tate jersey this year. You know, and then he's turned around and started dropping balls. That kind of teed me off. You know, how you going to not hold a ball after I get your shirt? But he still made some good plays, but, you know, he couldn't hold. At least he held the ball at the games that I was at, because, you know, he only dropped the ball at games that was, like, out of town. You know, but still.
I'm just saying. Well, you know, next week, you know, that's when we'll really talk about who we think we're going to win.
And we're going to make the announcement. For those of y'all who don't know, Ask NC Sports is going through some changes.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
And we will be changing the name of the show. I will still be here, but it will no longer be Ask NC Sports. It will still be a sports show, and I will still be around. So you guys keep an eye out for the name of the new show. It's still going to be an hour. but to ensure that if I'm never around, that the show continues. Because how can
like
you call it really Ask Mystery Sports and I'm sitting in Vegas? Or I'm sitting in Puerto Rico, or I'm sitting someplace else,
yeah.
you know. And it's not my show. And that's the whole thing. It's not my show. So, for those of y'all who have been listening, I will be only hosting one show. Triple B is officially gone. We signed off last night for the final time. We only did an hour show.
Oh, you did an hour?
We only did an hour. You know what? Well, with her having things to do, and I really didn't have a lot to talk about. So I think it was fitting that it ended that way.
That was saying a lot. That's saying a lot for you. You have a lot to talk about, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. So now that would be just a segment.
And that will be starting next week.
Next week. Not tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Not tomorrow night, but the Friday after this coming tomorrow. We'll have that. Now, as far as the new title for this show, that's in a work in progress. But we'll still have this show.
Well, it's a new name. It'll just be a new name. We've got to figure out a new name.
Yeah. And we have to be strict with the hour, let's be honest. We've got way over the hour way too many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to.
But that's why I won't be a major part of it after that. We might, you know, if it seems that it's going to continue to go over an hour, we'll push it as an hour and a half show and hit at that mark. Just like we will be ending, starting this week, we will be ending It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex on time.
Ooh.
And we're going to start ending all of our shows on time. Well, we're going to start ending them on time. And I, you know, since I have access to the switchboard, I think I'm going to have, like, our cue music, you know, because the music could make people stop.
Yeah, I know.
And what I'll probably do is use our intro as our end also.
Yeah. Yeah, we rarely use any breaks at all. We did for a little bit of short time, and then we just kept on talking.
Well, we deviated because we didn't have any guests, and we're going to go back to having guests, so we'll be back to...
Yeah.
And with us having the new segment coming on, we have to adhere to it because we have to have our segment at that time frame that we're going to do. We can't deviate.
Yeah,
for everybody who's listening to us conduct business, we will talk to you guys next week. James, you want to sign us out?
Yes, because I am the host. That's right. Yes, thank you once again, everybody, for listening to another exciting edition of Ask Mystery Sports, and tune in next Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where it'll be another edition of Ask Mystery Sports. Tomorrow night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Visa Talk Radio, it'll be It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex, and Mystery the Toy Lady is the host, and I write Chuckgun on that show. So until then, have a good night, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow night, 10 p.m., for It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex, with Mystery the Toy Lady and myself. So, until then, good night, everybody. Good night, Miss
Sweetie. Night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I got this back.